Hi everyone, I'm Allie Grayman. I'm the founder of the Grayman Method, as well as one of the first original coaches to be helping people to fully recover from OCD. After 1,000 videos, 15 years of experience, my message is still remaining the same. You can fully recover from OCD. I recovered, my clients recovered, and you can fully recover too. A common question I get is, am I always going to have these thoughts, these feelings, these emotions, these sensations? And the short answer is no. The longer answer is you will become like everyone else who doesn't have OCD. What that means is, for example, if you have relationship OCD, are you never going to think about your relationship? That's not possible because you are in a relationship. It's normal to think about your relationship and to sometimes worry about your relationship. So to say that you're never going to experience worry ever again is not true, right? But you're going to experience it at the same level as everybody else is going to experience. Same thing, for example, if we take religious OCD, and the person is worrying about if they're going to go to heaven or not in their afterlife, right? In that theme, if a person is religious who doesn't have OCD, do they think about it from time to time? Sure. But it doesn't come in with anxiety. It doesn't come in with the same distress level as OCD, right? So you will become just like everybody else. Now, when it comes to, for example, magical thinking OCD, if I pick up this cup with a bad thought, something's going to happen to some relative of mine, right? Usually people, for the most part, don't really get these thoughts, although 70,000 thoughts a day, anything can really come in. But it's very rare for a person without OCD to get these types of thoughts. Therefore, you will again become like everybody else and really not get these, let's say, at all, or maybe, I don't know, once a year you get a weird thought. So basically, post-OCD recovery, you're going to feel as if OCD has never happened to you. And it doesn't mean that you're never going to be worried or stressed, but it's going to be real life worries, real life stress at the level that everybody else experiences it, not at this OCD level. So I hope this clears it up. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. If you would like to do a talk with me, all the information, as always, is on youhaveocd.com. I'll see you tomorrow.